Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Oh, Jimmy, you had such a good day music-wise yesterday. And then you go with this crap.
I don't regret it.
Good line. Maybe Jimmy the Bedbug will be mixing. We have a little party here at the radio station tonight for Power 96, their 40th anniversary. It's just a staff party, but maybe Jimmy, maybe you'll hop on the ones and twos.
DJ Bedbug.
DJ Bedbug on the ones and twos.
That's
Let's
fire.
Go.
That's
a good nickname, isn't
nickname,
it?
Man.
DJ Bedbug? Like Marshmallow? He wears the Marshmallow? Bedbug's got the antenna coming out of his head?
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
And Hawk's throwing you alley-oops, Jim. You got to capitalize.
I'm telling you, you have to lean into Jimmy the Bedbug. It is working.
I have.
All right. I saw on social media, this became a little bit of a sensation the last couple of days. Would you punch your best friend in the face as hard as you could if it would guarantee your NBA team winning the championship?
Yes.
You would.
That's easy because my best friend's NBA team is the Heat as well.
But in other words, you would punch them as hard
you
as
know,
you could in the face.
T and J,
yeah.
my buddies,
yeah.
if I can we tell them what's going on in advance?
No.
No.
Because then they can mentally prepare for it.
Right. You just have to walk up and hit him with a haymaker, but as hard as you can in the face.
Ooh. No, because I think I'd cause damage.
Well, that's the question. If you hit someone as hard as you can in the face, and it's not a fight, so they're not expecting it, you could really injure someone, but you're guaranteeing your team wins the championship.
Let's go Heat Nation. T, you're in trouble. Like, guarantee that Bam and Giannis, we win the championship next year, but I got to hit T as hard as I can in the face?
Yep.
Oh, man. The medical bills. I'm down.
How about the Marlins win the World Series?
Not that concerned.
Yeah. Gators? Well, Gators, he's a Gator, so... He'd probably be okay with that, right?
Yeah, he'd be okay. Afterwards, we could tell him, like at the hospital and the surgeon, I could be like, "Man, you know what
like,
this is going to do?
Why'd you do that, man? What we were watching TV? Why'd you do that?"
Yeah, it's different being hit in a fight than being cold, like blindsided.
Yeah,
because you're ready for it.
Yeah, but hospital bills. I mean, Crowder, you're a big former athlete, but who do you think you are, Sugar Ray Robinson?
Nah, man.
Solana,
I actually
have felony charges for breaking a guy's jaw in college.
I mean, if you hit someone as hard as you can in the face, you could break their orbital bone. They could hit their head on the ground and die. I've seen stories about that.
Solana, you probably never close your fist. You just slap people like a woman.
That's a good question. Would you slap your best friend for the Marlins to win a World Series as hard as you can? You would slap T as hard as you can if it guaranteed the Marlins winning a World Series.
Because you can't hurt nobody with a slap.
But it can sting, man.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can shatter their eardrum.
Could shatter their eardrum.
Yeah, that's another feminine answer.
Well, I've seen it happen.
Somebody tagged in, I would punch the F out of my friend. We'd both be happy.
This is the easiest question you've ever asked us.
Really?
Easy.
You would punch your best friend in the face as hard as you could.
I mean, I wouldn't think twice about it.
Really? So it's more important to you for the Heat to win a championship than your best friend's health and safety?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd punch my mom in the face.
He is a Heat fan.
So, Lon, have you ever punched somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who hasn't?
Come on.
I'm not talking about you and Daniel fighting as kids like a grown man.
We're all a bunch of dudes over here, of course. Come on.
I laid someone out this morning.
Told you, I don't believe in fighting. I just threaten legal action.
Right. Well, that's the best kind of fight.
That's so soft.
You haven't noticed that that's this show's overriding theme?
That's the argument of Solana. I'm like, you're not even built like that.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to do something for the team that you love.
You got to lock in.
Sometimes you got to lock in. Yeah. Lock up. Stand down, stand back.
I mean, you wouldn't slap DJ, your son, if it meant the Miami Dolphins would win the Super Bowl.
Slap him?
Yeah.
Would I slap him?
Well, I guess he's a Bears fan.
Right.
So just slap him across the face.
I know how slap works.
If it meant that the Bears are going to win a Super Bowl, I mean, he would be ecstatic that you did that. Ecstatic.
Okay. You're saying he would be ecstatic. So let me change it then. Would you accept Crowder's hardest punch in your face in order to ensure a Miami Heat victory?
If Crowder knocked me out, I'm talking.
Well, he would. If he punched you as hard as he could in the face.
You might die, though.
I don't think so. I saw him flex yesterday, try to show us his bicep.
Yeah.
And it literally was the most depressing flex I've ever seen in my entire life.
It went backwards?
I mean, it was tough, brother. It was tough. I got to be honest.
It was like
with
a cartoon where it goes backwards.
Yeah. Solana, you're built like a CVS employee. I would kill you.
But honestly, you would take, because now I'm reversing it, because you're saying DJ would love it. So you're saying you would get hit in the face.
If Crowder knocking me out, breaking my orbital bone, and it meant, you know, I have to deal with the repercussions of that for a month or two or whatever, meant that the Dolphins would win a Super Bowl or the Miami Heat would win an NBA title, I wouldn't think twice about it.
Oh,
I wouldn't be upset
Crowder. I don't think you would go through with it. I don't think you'd go through with it. I think you'd get
Solana,
to the moment.
You don't think I what?
I don't think you'd go through with it.
Crowder, come
Solana,
punch
we're
me.
We're talking about ICU. We're talking about beep, beep, beep. That, like, they have to monitor your heart rate.
Yeah.
Why your jaw drinking soup for 6 months?
Are you guys forgetting I'm the guy that willingly checks himself into the hospital every time I travel?
He loves it there. Would you wire your jaw shut for 1 year in order for the Heat to win a championship?
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Would you still keep me on the show
Ooh.
With my mouth shut?
I think you'd be the best you've ever been in the history of the program. In fact, now I'm considering doing it just to improve the show.
No, I would not wire my mouth shut
for
an entire year if it meant the Heat could win a title. But wire my mouth shut for a week or two if it meant the Heat could win a title, yes.
Would you have all your front teeth removed in order for the Heat to win a championship?
Yeah.
You would.
For sure.
Four front, four bottom. Top and bottom.
Oh, man.
And you can't replace them.
Oh, like forever?
Oh, man.
You can't replace them for 1 year.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm basically married already. Who cares?
Well, you can't eat a sandwich.
Why not? You cut it and then you shove it into the back of your mouth.
That's a fun way to eat a sandwich.
He's molar heavy. He'll be molar heavy.
Absolutely ridiculous conversation. Today is National Filet Mignon Day, by the way. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. Today is also the release date of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It was released on this day in 1982. What are you laughing at?
T is listening. He said, damn, bro, you're just going to hit me like that? Our family just had dinner together. We were just in New York and had dinner with T.
I guarantee you that Crowder wouldn't do that, by the way, for a championship. He wouldn't. He's saying he would. There's no chance he would do that.
He doesn't care enough.
About sports.
Yeah.
Although I don't think he cares about his friends that much either.
If I explain to T what the situation is in advance, I think we could get through it. But I couldn't just hit T in the mouth.
Would you hit T as hard as you can without telling him why for $1 million? And you could not share it with him?
No.
You would not?
I couldn't share it with him because afterwards I could be like, bruh, we just got $1 million. We're going to bust it down 50-50.
Right, that's the caveat. You cannot share it with him.
Can I funnel it to him?
No.
In a business way?
No.
Like start an LLC and put it in there and now his name's on it?
No.
I'll find a way to get him some bread.
You can't. Because the only way that you could say, like, you'd have to say to him afterwards, that was for my kids. You got to understand, like, I didn't want to do that, but $1 million, I'm going to put $350,000 each in the kids' accounts, and Uncle T just helped them out.
And he just has a daughter, my niece, Mason. Like, I can't get, what if I can get it to Mason?
No, his family cannot see any of the money.
So I just bust his mouth open, and
but you get $1 million.
Benefits me.
Yes.
Oh man, this
but
is
it
tough.
Benefits you in a spectacular fashion. $1 million.
Yes. Come on, what are we doing here?
Can I buy a house and let him live in it?
No, he cannot benefit from this.
No. The real question here, Hawk, is Crowder, is that friendship worth $1 million to you? In other words, if somebody told you right now, I will hand you $1 million, but you can never speak to that person ever again.
Man, that's, bro.
And you you can't tell them why. You have to block them on every social media. You have to block them on your phone. If you see them, you have to turn the other way. You can never have contact with your friend again, but you get $1 million.
Hawk, if I told you, your best friend in the world, I don't know who it is, but your best friend in the world.
It's Jimmy.
No. Barry, Jim.
If Barry stopped talking to you tomorrow and you just somehow found out, well, somebody gave him $1 million to stop talking to you, you'd be like, oh, okay, I get that.
No, but you don't find out.
I'm just saying if you did, you would understand.
Yes, but what if I never found out and my best friend all of a sudden just ceased all communication with me with no explanation?
This is a good question. I'm not going to lie.
Because it's like, how much do you value a particular friendship?
$1 million trumps them all.
Really?
And I love
stopped talking to Solana for $250-$300. Right.
That you'd have to pay. You'd have to pay $250-$300 bucks. And you could stop talking to him forever.
That's a great question.
Maybe because Crowder's made $1 million. But speaking as somebody who hasn't.
Your brother. You can never talk to your brother again the rest of your life for $1 million.
Give me 50 bucks.
I mean, that guy would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's is really refreshing!